real people too. We like the birds and the bees, but we'd rather die on our feet and keep living on our knees.
Right on KFJC. We are doing it to death. Got 50 more minutes to go. Funny sounds on my... sure that's KFJC quality. We're down to all the number one songs. Mother Popcorn, we just heard that. That was a number 11 on the pop charts, number one on the R&B charts. Superbad, number 13. And number one, Give It Up or Turn It Loose, number 15, number one. Hot Pants, number 15, number one also. Payback, number 26, and number one. Talking Loud and Saying Nothing, 27 and one. And so on. Say It Loud, number 10, number one. Try Me was number 48 and number one, but according to the North Carolina James Brown Club, That was their number four favorite tune. It was also one of the first big hits that James Brown ever had. Now we're coming up to the... Before we get... We've got 50 minutes to go, so we only have a few more songs. I wanted to throw in a request from Los Altos, and I hope you like it. I hope it makes you feel good. On KFJC... Warm in here on KFJC, but we are warming up, even though James Brown is about to go to song number 7 on KFJC. And number 123 on Rolling Stone, all time, greatest hits, here on KFJC, we're doing it to death.
This is the man, this is the man, but it would be nothing, nothing, nothing. Everybody say yeah, say yeah, say yeah, say yeah,
feel good right here. I want to say I love you. I love you, Tokyo. I love you, Sapporo, Osaka. I love you, Japan. I love you, yeah. I just feel so good. I wanna say, Right now, we want everybody give a big round of applause to the JBs, if you will. Right here, I'd like to say one more thing. We'd like to feature our guitarist right here and kind of put you in the mood. Beloved, Mr. Jimmy Nolan, would you step forward, please? Step forward, Brother Jimmy. Brother Jimmy Nolan, ladies and gentlemen. In our world of show business, we have a lot of people that we love and respect, like you. And right now, we'd like to have him commemorate one of our beautiful and beloved brothers and co-workers in the business, who's gone on, but his memories linger on, like many, many more, like Elvis Presley, like Janis Joplin, like Otis Redding, like Sam Cooke, like Jackie Wilson, like Jimi Hendrix, like the lovely Miss Minnie Riperton, like Van McCoy, the Hustler King. Right here, we'd like to do a little West Montgomery featuring Brother Jimmy. Jimmy. Yeah.
did me wrong. Well, well, you done me wrong. Yeah, oh, you done me wrong. Well, oh, yeah, took my love. Now you go home. Please, please, please.
one thing I'd like to know. Please remember that I need you so. And this love will never grow cold. In the still of the night, please have no fear. I'll be there. You know I care. Please bring your love. There's just one thing I'd like to know. Please bring your love to me.
Hello again, everyone. It's Danny Detroit. Almost out of here. I have a special guest. He was going to be coming up at 6 o'clock, and he's got some pretty cool stuff to tell you about. And why don't you go ahead and do that?
Yeah, right on. John Hell here. Thank you so much, Danny Detroit. Such a pleasure driving down 280 and listening to the tunes you're throwing down. What a night. What a day this has been. For my portion, I'm coming on 6 to 10 tonight. You know, I only, just like yourself, I only find myself here once a year for this day, because
right.
It's like the reason to show up.
Right.
I mean, the greatest radio station, you know, west of East Rutherford, New Jersey, but, you know, this is the day.
This is it.
So I've got a couple of things I'm going to focus on tonight. I mean, obviously pulling out some of my favorite JB tracks. I'm going to do a bunch of instrumentals, maybe up to an hour's worth of James instrumental work.
Uh-huh.
And then the most sampled song in the history of music. You
Man's
know what it
World?
Is? Well, no. Most sampled.
Most sampled.
Ah.
Now you got me.
If you can't answer, then all of you are going to have to wait.
Okay.
But I'm going to be doing a set. A set. And I'll say this. It features Clyde Stubblefield on the drums. And I'm going to do a set of tunes by other artists who have used this sample. So a lot of rap and hip-hop from the 80s, because that's where it really came in. But surprisingly enough, there's actually other artists who are nowhere near the rap and hip-hop genre who have happened to use this particular track. So that's enough. I'll take it up till 10 o'clock. We'll have some fun. We'll dance a lot. And historically, I've had a habit of turning the mic on and shouting a lot when James sings, so I might
that sounds good.
Accidentally do that.
I've been doing it a little bit. What we've been doing is the countdown.
Yeah.
And we're actually almost down to the bottom. Cold Sweat was number four. I Got the Feeling, number three. Oh, yeah. Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, number two, with a Bullet. Say It Loud, actually, I played earlier, was originally I had put it at number 10, but according to the South Carolina James Brown Club, that was one of their top songs.
Oh,
so
wow.
I thought I'd move it up, and it's really up there near the beginning. The number one tune, take a guess, and you'll be hearing it soon. A couple more things I'm going to sneak in here, because we actually made it. Through the 4 hours and played everything. I'm going to take a nap afterwards.
So you don't have to run for another term. You did everything in your first term.
That's right.
You're like, I accomplished everything I needed to do.
Yeah,
that's
done.
Good.
Yeah.
Right on.
So anyway, folks, last minute calls at 650-941-2500. And we will talk to you some other time.
Sugar and spice. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. And I feel nice, a sugar and spice. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would. So good, so good, but I got you. So good, so good, but I got you. So good, so good.
That is number one, and this is Danny Detroit. I Got You, I Feel Good, number one, James Brown hit. It was the highest ever rock and roll on Billboard, number three. Number one, of course, on R&B, and it also hit number 29 in the UK. We heard I Got the Feeling, which was number six in the US in pop, and number one on... And Cold Sweat, which was number seven on the rock and roll and number one on R&B. What I wanted to do now is just give you a couple little bit of a rundown on some of the statistics for James Brown. This is Danny Detroit on KFJC. It's 12 minutes before 6 o'clock. I'm going to be going out in a minute, but I wanted to just kind of bring you up to date. James Brown had seven hits in the number four hits in the number seven position, six hits in number six position, three in number five, nine in number four, six in number three, seven in number two, and 17 number one R&B hits in his career. I want to read a couple things about this is courtesy of James Brown Fan Club of South Carolina. They have a list of their top 10 James Brown tunes. It's a Man's 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 World was number 10, and that was also number 123 on Rolling Stone list of top 100. Number 9, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, 1968 release, number 1 R&B, number 10 Billboard, and also became the anthem for the 1960s Black Power movement. Get Up, I Feel Like Being a Sex Machine, this was number 2 R&B and 15 on Billboard. Also, number 326 on Rolling Stone's top 500, and it was recorded in just two takes. I Got the Feeling reached number one on the R&B chart, number six in the Hot 100. The song is particularly historical because of its influence on the careers of the Jackson Five. Michael Jackson was the lead vocalist on the group's audition tape to Motown's Berry Gordy in 1968. The song, of course, I Got the Feeling. Number 6, Night Train. Brown's 1962 recording of Night Train peaked at number 5 on the R&B and number 35 on the Hot 100. In his version, Brown exchanged the original lyrics with a screaming list of cities on his East Coast tour as sort of an advanced built-in advertisement for the song. He also played the drums on the recording. And here, I want to apologize, I could not find this. I'm sure it's here somewhere. Living in America reached number 4 of the Hot 100 and the top of the R&B chart in 1985. Living in America was a flagship song on the soundtrack of the movie Rocky IV. It was Brown's only top 10 pop single in the UK. He got a Grammy and for Best Male R&B Vocalist for that song. Try Me, 1958, first song to reach the Billboard Top 100. And that was James Brown and the Famous Flames. hit number one on the R&B charts, the first one since Please, Please, Please 3 years earlier, and sold over a million copies. Plus, it saved the group from having to contract drop. Number three, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, written by Brown in 65. It was the first song to reach Billboard's Hot 100, scoring at number eight, number one on the R&B, on the charts for 8 weeks. Earned his first Grammy for R&B. Number two, Please, Please, Please. If you can believe this, 1956, written by Brown and Johnny Terry. Number six on the R&B charts. And 4 years before that, Brown was released from a youth detention center in Georgia. Bobby Bird and his family sponsored him for the early release, and Brown soon became gospel vocalist with the Ever-Ready Gospel Singers. When a member of Bobby Brown's group, the Avons, died in 1954, he asked Brown to take the deceased spot in the group. By 55, after performing as the Five Royals, they evolved into the Flames. Brown became the lead vocalist after he overcame Bird in an onstage fight. Soon, Brown befriended rock and roll musician Little Richard, who had given the younger singer a napkin with the words, "Please, please, please," written on them. Brown carried the napkin with Little Richard's writing and became determined to write a song about it. In 2004, Please, Please, Please was ranked number 142 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. And number one, I Got You, I Feel Good. Released in 65, this monster escaped from the top to become an international feel-good funky soul rock anthem. Even today, I Feel Good is played in arenas, domes, and stadiums across the land. At sporting events, without doubt, bounce the crowds into an instant pick-me-up. I Got You, I Feel Good actually evolved from I Found You, a song written by Brown and recorded by his backup vocalist, Yvonne Fair, released as a single in 1962. Her version had little success. When he tried to release a first version in 1965, Brown had to withdraw it because of a contract dispute and court order from King Records. I Got You peaked at number 21 in VH1's 100 Greatest Songs in Rock and Roll in 2000, and it ranks at number 75 on VH1's 100 Greatest Rock and Roll Dance Songs. In 2004, it became number 78 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of 500 Greatest Songs. Danny Detroit on K. I'm going to go out with one of my favorite tunes, and not real popular these days, but I can't help it. I love his music, and I'm going to play it when I have a chance. So thanks for letting me sit in. Hope you didn't mind a few flubs we made. We're only on here once a year. And goodbye until next year. Danny Detroit saying goodbye on KFJC with my, I can't say my idol, somebody whose music I really like, Mr. Ike Turner.
Look, I know I'm dirty and everything, but I just want to talk to you just a minute. I just want a little bit of your time.
Hey, girl. I am your garbage man. I wanna know your name. I am your garbage man. Get it in your hand. I am your garbage man. Hey, 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 baby. I'm gonna bring you nothing that I find.
rabbit man. Now look here, I know, I got something that you might can use. Hey, the other day I got some lovely curtains. It looked beautiful hanging in the kitchen window, and I could see you peeping out at me when I come to get your stuff. You know, that make me so happy, baby. Say what? You don't? But I got some dresses. You might can.
I got some lovely dresses. You garbage man, take a look at me, hey girl. I know your neighbor is gonna be jealous when they see all them lovely things that I'm gonna be bringing you. Man,
I was wondering, are you gonna be busy Sunday? If you're not, hey, I want you to. Hey, look here, I got a beautiful 24-inch color TV last week. Yeah, I want you to come by and listen to it with me. Listen. I forgot to tell you, it ain't got no picture to, baby, but it got a heck of a sound.
Not nobody.
I ain't never.
I wanna share my trash with
nobody.
But you.
Yeah. Hi, this is James Brown, Soul Brother number one. Always fighting. Now I'm fighting for your life. I'm fighting for your life because if you use drugs, you better leave it alone. Drugs are contagious. They're killers. Every drug is a killer. Stay away from drugs. Drugs will take your life away. And if you want to live, stay away from drugs. Because they are super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad,
super bad. Super Bad, broadcasting from Foothill College. This is the one and the only 89.7 FM KFJC. My name is John Hell. Good evening. Big thanks to Danny Detroit. What an awesome set that was. Man, spitting out the serious knowledge, too, which is always awesome. And, I mean, if you're doing a special, you gotta learn about who it is that it is you're talking about. This is the Doing It to Death annual James Brown birthday celebration. It's such a pleasure to be up here in the KFJC studios. I am here until 10 o'clock tonight when Ross Baba will be coming in, taking us till 2 a.m. It's a 28-hour James Brown birthday celebration, and it is seriously time to dance.
What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
One, two, three, make it funky.
Make it funky.
Huh.
Make it funky.